It's budget time, so this is a time to get deals done, and apparently Senate Democrats are threatening to filibuster a defense spending bill if the Republicans don't negotiate with them on a broader spending plan allocating funds for each of the 12 appropriations bills for fiscal 2020. So it is sausage-making time down in Washington. To help us parse through it is Jack Fitzpatrick, Bloomberg government budget reporter. So, Jack, it is budget time. Give us a sense of, are we going to get anything done and when?
Right. It's looking less and less likely that they're going to actually get a real full spending deal done by the deadline of September 30th. A lot of the conversation is on getting a stopgap done, and there are some debates over what measures would be attached to that, including a measure that would allow farm bailout reimbursement payments to continue to go out. But in the Senate, there's a debate over a whole spending plan, the allocations for every single bill, and until really the issue can be worked out with how much would go into Homeland Security, because that would include the border wall, all 12 bills are being held up, and it looks like we're getting closer to the end of the fiscal year without a real spending deal.
So, assuming we do get to the end of the fiscal year without a spending bill, what's the alternative?
The alternative is that stopgap that they are now negotiating in the House. They planned to get that out originally Monday or Tuesday, but again, the debate over a measure on farm bailout payments, on Puerto Rico Medicaid payments, and a few other healthcare-related policy extensions have really dragged this on. So now they're kind of on track to do this in a last-minute way before September 30th.
Let me ask a dumb question, far too sophisticated for a sophisticate like Jack Fitzpatrick. Do we run out of money? I mean, if there's no spending bill, if there's not a spending bill at home, we run out of money. Do we stop the government if we don't get Fitzpatrick's legislation?
Well, if there's no stopgap, then that's when there's a shutdown and a lot of agencies run out of money, as we saw a year ago, especially with a long shutdown. Even if there is a stopgap, though, there are a bunch of measures that this is the reason they need to do a real spending bill. For example, you know, the census needs an increase in spending because it's getting closer to 2020. The Secret Service needs an increase in spending because the 2020 presidential election is coming up. There are probably 1,000 reasons why a stopgap is not a good thing, and it would affect a lot of agencies, especially including Department of Defense, bad for defense contractors. There are a lot of negative repercussions on a stopgap, which is now what they're falling back on.
Jack Fitzpatrick, we're advantaged with you in that we can always go wider and broader with Jack Fitzpatrick. Let's do that right now. The president says he wants additional sanctions on Iran. Can anybody, is that a debate on Capitol Hill, or does everybody get behind the president on that kind of tweet?
There's definitely some natural skepticism about anything that comes out via tweet from the president, at least from the Democratic side. Iran sanctions are something that, you know, Democrats are not necessarily reflexively opposed to, considering the Iran deal was built around sanctions. But the question from Democrats with this kind of thing always is, what's the end goal? Is it regime change, or is it some more specific goal that you have in mind with sanctions?
Jack, thank you so much. Jack Fitzpatrick, Bloomberg government, doing it all in Washington.